Get power, get wisdom as you listen to the sound and undiluted word of God. Come and hear His voice is a radio program brought to you from the altar of Ionimite Zion Christian Fellowship. Happy listening.
Why do we pray? So hear me, people of God. You must pray unto God because of His thoughts towards you. Listen. The Almighty God have a good and peaceful thought concerning you and willing that you should be out of your predicament, that your painful situation is felt by God more than you. He wants you out now. God wants you out of that sick bed now. God wants you out of that challenges now. Now, not later, now. That's why you need to pray unto Him. He said, but then shall ye call upon me, and ye shall go and pray unto me, and I will hearken unto you. You have to call on Him. Otherwise, He won't intervene. If you know that His thought toward you is of peace and good, then call on Him. If you are full of self and sees God as the one punishing you, then you may remain in your challenges. Do not allow the enemy to blindfold you. God is for your peace. And that's the main reason why you have to pray. We pray because we know that our Heavenly Father is there, ever reliable, forever dependable. He can't fail us. You should pray because you are praying to Him who said He wants to give you an expected end. We serve a God that don't fail. Hallelujah. We are going to rise up to do some prayers now. Hallelujah. Wherever you are hearing me from, before we continue in this teaching, I want you to pray. I want you to call on God. But we are going to repair the broken bridges in between us and God. Is somebody hearing me? Let's be on our feet and talk to God. Oh Lord Jesus, forgive me my sins. Whatever has come in between me and you that did not allow you to hear me anymore, that didn't allow you to step into my destiny, whatever has come in between me and you, my sins, Lord Jesus, have mercy on me. Talk to God in the name of Jesus. Oh Lord God, every evil that is standing between me and you, whatever has made you to reject me as your son, as your daughter, Lord Jesus, please have mercy on me. Father, forgive me. Lord Jesus, forgive me. Oh, forgive me, Lord. Oh, Lord, for talk to God. Talk to God. To have mercy on you. That blind Bartimaeus asked for mercy, and God had mercy on him. Jesus had mercy on him and heal him and open his eyes. Father, Lord Jesus, have mercy on me. Father, have mercy on me. Have mercy on me. Jesus, have mercy on me. In Jesus' mighty name we are praying. Hear me, people of God. At times it is just a voice you need to be out of that challenges. At times it is just a word from the Lord. But you have been praying, you are not hearing anything. Because that sinful act of yours is standing in between you and your God. Those forces Satan has brought your way is standing in between and your God. And you have prayed and prayed and talked to God and attend programs, but there are no way out. I want you to cry to God. Lord, please have mercy on me. Whatever is standing between me and you, Lord Jesus, forgive me. Empower me out of it. Talk to God. Talk to God. Talk to God. Lord Jesus, empower me out of my mess up. In the name of Jesus, whatever is standing between me and you, Lord, whatever is saying no and ringing no to my prayer that not allow me to get across to you, Lord, please have mercy. Jesus, have mercy. I'm sorry. Lord, have mercy. Lord, have mercy. Jesus, have mercy. Lord, have mercy. In the name of Jesus, oh Lord, have mercy. Oh Lord, have mercy. Jesus, have mercy. Lord, have mercy. Lord, have mercy. Lord, have mercy. Lord, have mercy. In Jesus' mighty name we have prayed. I want you to pray. And you are going to spread your hand before God. That Lord Jesus, beginning from today, my hands are blessed. Somebody say, my hands are blessed.
You see, some people, they lay their hands on business, the business collapse. Some people, anything they do with their hands, it doesn't succeed. Ah, say it again. Say, my hands are blessed. You open your mouth and begin to pray that prayer. My hands are blessed. My hands are blessed. Anything I lay my hands upon, I declare blessed. My hands are blessed. My hands are blessed. My hands are blessed. In the name of Jesus, my hands are blessed. Talk to God. Talk to God. My hands are blessed. My hands are blessed. My hands are blessed. Anything I lay my hands upon shall prosper. Anything I lay my hands upon shall prosper. It shall prosper. It shall prosper. My hands are blessed. My hands are blessed. My hands are blessed. My hands are blessed. Talk to God. Talk to God. Talk to God. My hands are blessed. In the name of Jesus. Oh yes, my hands are blessed. My hands are blessed. My hands are blessed. My hands are blessed. In the name of Jesus. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Now we are going to pray again. Every evil I've dipped myself into, uproot me by your power. Some people, they have put themselves inside some troubles. They are in some trouble right now. They don't know how to get out of it. Lord Jesus, any trouble I am, pull me out by your power. Lord, I'm yours. Daddy, pull me out of it by your power. Open your mouth and talk to God. Lord Jesus, known and unknown trouble I am in. Lord Jesus, pull me out by your mighty power. Oh, I'm out of it by your mighty power. Oh Lord, pull me out of your by your mighty power. Any kind of trouble I am in, Jesus, pull me out by your mighty power. Talk to God. Oh, raise your voice. Talk to God. Talk to God. Oh Lord, pull me out of it by your mighty power. In the name of Jesus, I shall not die in this. This will not send me to prison. I will not have this trouble again. Today's the expiring date. Talk to God. Cry to God. Cry to God. Just as you are praying, Jesus is stepping in. Just as you are praying, Jesus is stepping in. In the name of Jesus, talk to God, talk to God, talk to God. Lord, pull me out of every trouble, known and unknown. Baba, pull me out. Baba, pull me out. Baba, pull me out. Lord Jesus, pull me out of it. In the name of Jesus Christ, we have prayed. Maybe you have mistakenly signed what you should not sign. Maybe you have mistakenly said yes where you should not say yes. Maybe you have dipped yourself into one trouble or the other. Our God is the Alpha and is the Omega. Whenever God steps in, the battle has ended. You are going to pray, Lord Jesus, step into my case. If somebody wants to pray, open your mouth. Say, Lord Jesus, step into my case. In the name of Jesus. Lord Jesus, step into my case. Lord, I need you. Step into my case today. In the name of Jesus, Lord Jesus, step into my case. Lord Jesus, step into my case. Lord Jesus, step into my case. In the name of Jesus, Father God, step into my case. Lord Jesus, step into my case. This battle must be over. This evil must pass me over. In the name of Jesus, this evil must pass me over. In the name of Jesus, we are still going to talk to God. I want you to pray for your children. Your spouse, anyone in your life that have any challenge, hallelujah, I want you to commit them into God's hand. The same way we can talk to God about our personal matter, we can commit people that has to do with us, our spouse, our children, our parents, our friends, to God's hand. I want you to lift up your hands and your voice. You are going to talk to God. Every oppression of the devil in my spouse, every oppression of the devil in my friends, in my family, all I put an end to it. Open your mouth and talk to God. Whatever may be the finger of the devil in any aspect of your life, maybe in the life of your parents, your children, anyone that has to do with you, put it to an end. Oh Lord, put it to an end. Anyone on the sick bed, begin to pray for them. Begin to commit their case into God's hand. In the name of Jesus, is their turn to rise from that place. Talk to God. Talk to Him. Talk to Him. In Jesus' mighty name, we are praying. Now, let's continue. If you are full of self and sees God as the one punishing you, then you may remain in your challenges. You keep fighting the battle.
Our God is good, and all the time is good. God is not evil. Once you have access to him, is an answer to your question. Do not allow the enemy to blindfold you and misrepresent God to you. God is for your peace. And that is the main reason why we pray. We pray because we know that our Heavenly Father is there. Ever reliable, forever dependable. He can't fail us. You should pray because you are praying to him who said he wants to give you an expected end. He said, and ye shall seek me and find me when ye shall search for me with all your hearts. Hallelujah. The main reason why some seek God's face and yet don't find him is that until you give God the whole of your attention, you will not have his attention. In this press button jet age, in which most of us goes around with gadgets such as phones, internet equipment, security equipment, all kind of machines, we need to shift our attention whenever we are praying from those things. If God must take over our battles, you know, you are facing such a battle, tough challenges, and then you are pressing phone in prayer. Hallelujah. And then you are pressing phone while praying, or you are checking the internet while praying. It shows on seriousness in prayer. If you really need it, if you are really talking to God, you need to be serious. God forbid court case. Can you be pressing phone before the judge? Now you are praying to the judge of the whole earth. Hallelujah. And now even in these days of technology, lawyers use gadgets to prove their point. Amen. But not just anyone. You are talking to God. God does not need to see pictures or watch video on your gadgets. No, just tell him. Is somebody here? Just tell him. Let him have your full attention. And he will step into your case in the name of Jesus Christ. God Almighty will step into your case in the name of Jesus. Until you seek him with the whole of your heart, you won't find him. This kind of prayer secures heaven's attention. Look at that second chronicle we read before. Verse 12 to 15 says, and they enter into a covenant to seek the Lord God of their fathers and all their hearts and with all their soul, that whosoever would not seek the Lord God of Israel should be put to death, whether small or great, whether man or woman. And they swear unto the Lord with a loud voice, and with shouting, and with trumpet, and with cornet. And all Judah rejoice at the oath, for they have sworn with all their heart, and sought him with their whole desire, and he was found of them. And the Lord gave them rest round about. The Lord will give you rest in the name of Jesus. You need to do this. You need to hand over everything to God. Stop using alternative. Stop going the other way. Go full into God's righteousness. Go full to God in the name of Jesus. Go full, go full. So you may need to covenant your life with God. You might need to covenant it, and it will turn things around for you. Hallelujah. While prayer is main communication, seeking God goes beyond to sacrificing, giving, preaching, winning souls into God's kingdom. Like I was saying, anyone, we've heard of people who gave their life to Christ, and the moment they gave their life to Christ, God turned their life around. Giving your life to Christ, he will polish it for you. He will make it a good life. Hallelujah. I've seen with my two eyes people that the moment they gave their life to Christ, everything turned around for them. Everything they were struggling over before, struggling over alcoholism, struggling over all kinds of sins, they came out of it. Now, there are some Christians, they go to church, they serve God, but they are not total. They didn't give all their heart to God. They don't have faith totally in him. You may need to covenant with him, to give him all. Let him be the Lord of all, and your prayers will be answered. Hallelujah. So listen, now, we say again that prayer is main communication, seeking God. It goes beyond that. Are you getting me? Seeking God goes beyond just praying. Now, whatever you do in the kingdom interest is part of it. Helping others to achieve their good goals is part of it. Building worship centers is part of it. Hallelujah. And the reward that God will answer you. There are some prayers that you will keep praying it, but until you sacrifice, there will be no answer. Hallelujah. Until something come out of you to God, there will be no answer. There will be no answer. At times, that battle will remain until you give God the precious thing you have. Hallelujah. We have had all kinds of testimonies. We have seen all kinds of things around us. People giving out of their valuables and value to God. And what they have been praying for, God answered. Hallelujah. So, if you can pray because of God's thought towards you, your prayers will no more hit the rock. You know, one major reason why some people are praying and they are not receiving is because they are offended. Hallelujah. And if you are offended in God, there's nothing you said to him that he will hear you. Hallelujah. If you are offended in your helper and you are insulting your helpers, tell me, how will you be helped? God is out to help someone here, and that person shall be helped in the name of Jesus. You shall be heard today in the name of Jesus. Your answer is sure in the name of Jesus. I want you to rise up on your feet. We are going to talk to God. You are going to talk to God. I want you to commit every aspect of your life to God's hand. That Jesus, take over from me now. I cannot do it all alone anymore. Open your mouth and talk to him. This battle, I cannot fight it all alone anymore. Oh Lord God, take it over from me. Oh Lord, take it over from me. In the name of Jesus. Lord Jesus, take it over from me. Oh Lord, I hand over to you. In the name of Jesus. Remember your word said that, for I know the thoughts that I have toward you, said the Lord, thought of peace and not evil, to give you an expected end. In the name of Jesus. Yes. Oh Lord, take it over. In Jesus' mighty name we have prayed. Now, that student that is in maybe secondary school, maybe tertiary institution, hallelujah, I have imagination of someday I will be in my convocation. Somebody may have that imagination of pursuing his PhD, master degree. Hallelujah. That is what you expect. But you have a God that can take you there. There are so many that they have the money for schooling, but they couldn't get to the end. Something happened to them. Something unexpected happened to them. We have a God, he's called the Alpha, the beginning. He's called the Omega, the ending. He has the power to take you through to where you are going. Hallelujah. Take you through. There are people who are children, but when their children began to make it in life, they are already gone. They labor and they are not part of their labor. They labor for another person. There are people who built house and they don't live in it. Hallelujah. We serve a God that has a good thought towards us to give us an expected end. What you expect, where you expected your life to end, what you expect, the good thing you are expecting. Whenever you are celebrating your birthday, people don't wish you poverty and short life. What do they wish you? Prosperity and long life. They wish you long life and prosperity. You don't wish yourself. Thank God for social media. You will not see anybody cursing himself on his bad day and throw out evil messages on himself to celebrate his birthday. Amen. If you ask an 100-year-old man, rich man that is enjoying life, and say, where will you rather be tomorrow? 2 years' time. Are you getting me? He will never say in the grave. Amen. He will not. So from today, you will enjoy God. You will enjoy God. This God can take you from where you are to where you see yourself in a few years to come. Hallelujah. Many people saw themselves that way. Many saw themselves that way, that I'm going somewhere great. Hallelujah. But the enemy crushed them on the way. They couldn't get there. They couldn't get there. Most of those people struggling today, like those you found on the express road, running after vehicle to sell to people, hawking. Some people walking in some dangerous places. Who knows? Some of them had good dream yesterday of becoming a professor, of becoming somebody great. But something happens to them. Hallelujah. Amen. Not all those madmen you saw on the streets dip their hands into something wrong. Dip their hands into something. Are you getting me? Do you understand what I mean? Hallelujah. But one attack from somewhere, something went to something, and they were crushed. Hallelujah. We have a God, we serve a God that can take you from your beginning to where you see yourself, to that glorious place you see yourself. Is the way it can take you there. Hallelujah. As they say, one with God is a majority. Hallelujah. You're going to raise your voice. We are going to raise our voice and we are going to talk to God. We are going to talk to God. Father, take me to my expected end. In the name of Jesus. Lord God, take me to my expected end. Open your mouth and talk to God. Lord Jesus, take me to my expected end. Open your mouth and talk to him. In the name of Jesus Christ. Father, take me to my expected end. In the name of Jesus. Lord God, take me, Lord, to my expected end. And so shall it be. In Jesus' mighty name we prayed. Raise your two hands up. I declare over you, wherever you are now, you shall not crash. In the name of Jesus. God forbid accidents for you. In the name of Jesus. Every evil sent against you will never meet you. In the name of Jesus. Where you see yourself in few years to come, the good place you see yourself in few years to come, Almighty God will take you there. In the name of Jesus. Some of you are tenants now. You see yourself as a house owner. You will own many houses. In the name of Jesus. Some of us here now, you saw yourself traveling around the world for good. So shall it be in the name of Jesus. Put your hands together for Jesus. For he has had it. We'll be expecting in our program this week. God bless you.
That was Come and Hear His Voice, brought to you by Ionimite Zion Christian Fellowship, located at Ionimite Jesus House, Babawole Blocks, behind Bakery, Abekoku, Ifo, Ogun State. For counseling and prayer, please call or send WhatsApp messages to 0702-619-2505, 0702-619-2505. Website www.ionimitezion.org. Fellowship with us every Saturday, 10:30 a.m. Fridays, 4 p.m. Join us same time next week. Remain blessed.